February 5th, 2024. Is your family worth it? Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10, 34 through 39. Now we're going to notice as we read this passage what it cost to follow Christ. We're going to see what the outcome of our relationships are for the gospel's sake. And I just want to point out a few lessons that we can learn from this passage. And I warn you, they are hard to embrace. But indeed, we have to embrace them because it is life. So lesson number one, belief and unbelief. We read, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." Now, this may surprise us, but the gospel isn't something that is everyone needs to get along type saying. It's not that type of thing. It actually expects the opposite. The lesson here is that if you are a Christian, don't expect to have many friends. Don't expect to be cool. I know the preachers on television, or maybe the local pastor, may make it seem like you're going to float around and have the happiest time of your life. You're going to become debt-free. You're going to become healthy and wealthy and friendly to everybody. But this verse plainly tells us the opposite. Not peace, but a sword. We are starting to feel this verse slightly in America. Things are getting bumpy for people who believe. But if you and I desire to keep away from sin, and we have friends who want to keep their sin, be sure that you will not stay friends long. This shouldn't surprise you. The hearts of men are ones that love sin more than God. The gospel says, repent, turn from sin, cling to Christ as your only treasure. This is offensive to a rebellious heart. Men want their own way. They love pleasure and they love wickedness. They are not basically good. The psychiatrists are wrong. They don't want God or his gospel. So expect division. That's what this passage is saying. The talk of unity and peace in the church today is talk that doesn't line up with Scripture, at least not fully. There will be unity and there will be peace. The Spirit brings unity within the body, between Christians, real Christians, and there will be peace when Christ returns at the end. The church isn't going to be like, though, if they are really the church now, on earth. That's like sticking an antelope with a lion, a sheep with a wolf. But peace may happen for a time, and we should pray for what we can get. We see that in Timothy, when he says who to pray for. But we must be certain that peace is not the direction of this world. Men will grow more and more evil as the day approaches. The church is told in 1 John to not love the world. We aren't friends with the system. We're opposite of the system. We're fish floating upstream. We're against the current. Real Christians, people who love Christ, who follow the gospel, who cling, who believe, are up current, up the stream. Not going down the stream with the flow, of everyone else. So what do we think will happen? Tea parties and everyone saved? Relativity will only live so long. This belief that everything is relative, it's going to pass. And one side will grow large. And large enough to take over the other side. And what's been popular is no longer going to be popular. You will become hated, just like this verse says. It's steady, it's slow, but it's coming. The gospel has never been popular. It has never promised peace. It has never promised no division. The gospel brings division because men love sin. Believe Cain killed Abel because his deeds were righteous. Can we expect to be so silly and clueless to think that we will make the gospel cool? That here in America, everything is accepted. Do we believe that? Even in the light of this scripture that we read right now. Belief and unbelief is the recipe for division. So expect it. The gospel divides. Consider yourself a warrior. So number one, belief and unbelief. Number two, allegiance will get personal. We read, "For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." We must come to terms with the fact that in order to follow Christ, we must pledge allegiance to him at any cost. But in America, we say, "I pledge allegiance to the flag." Well, if you are a Christian, you now pledge allegiance to Christ and Christ alone. That's offensive to a patriotic heart. You pledge allegiance to God's will at any cost, even to the country of America, even at the cost of your own loved ones. Are we willing to go to any extent to honor and obey Christ? Some men and women will divorce over the spouse's new belief. Some children will leave their parents and may not return for the sake of Christ. Some parents may kick their spouse or children out of the home for the sake of Christ. Some kids will get laughed at and mocked at in school for the sake of Christ. Some will get fired for the sake of Christ. Some will go hungry for the sake of Christ. Some will be put in prison for the sake of Christ. The gospel that changes a man's heart can also rip that man's family from him. Rip his life apart. And the question is Christ worth it? Have you counted this cost? When you say, "I'm a Christian," do you have this mindset? Because this passage says, if you don't, you're not worthy of him. When we read and hear that we could lose anything or everything, do we cringe? Does everything in us say, "Well, Maybe not. Maybe I don't want to lose my family. Maybe that's not. No. My job, I get paid very well. I can't do that. My career, I've been working maybe 20 years. I can't. I'm going to have to put that on hold. Christ is going to have to wait." You see, we need to count the cost. Drop everything and cling to Christ. The flag, the career, the money, the spouse. Is this okay to you personally? Is it okay what I just read, what I just said? The answer to this question reveals a lot about a man's faith. So number two, allegiance will get personal. And indeed, it already has got personal. Number three, and lastly, the death of self. "And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Not only could we lose those closest to us, we may lose our own life. We must not consider popularity. We must not consider a successful life as those around us see it. We must not consider dreams, our dreams. We must not consider our wealth. We must die to ourselves. We must turn from sin. The pleasures, they have to go. If they're against God, they have to go. And anything contrary to Christ has to go. Are you willing to do that? Even to the point of death. We must take up our cross. We must say no to many, many things at the expense of hatred and being made fun of and mocked. But don't be fooled. All this sounds like a lot of loss, I promise. And many think this is crazy. And some probably didn't even make it through this podcast at this point. And the truth is, we are going to lose everything anyways. If you cling to anything but life himself, be sure you will come up empty-handed at the end anyways. He says, whoever finds his life will lose it. Why? Because everything we think is life isn't life. We take the creation and worship the things created over the Creator. We find our meaning and obsessions in things that are created. They can't fulfill or give a man life. Only God has life. If you cling to anything other than Christ as the point of your life, you will lose your life. You actually reject life itself by rejecting Christ. He is life. He holds everything together. He created everything. Those who reject him are committing spiritual suicide. And the truth is, to cling to Christ is worth it all. To lose anything is small compared to losing Christ. To lose your family, to lose your job, to lose your friends, your closest friends, your reputation, to be made fun of every day, to be beat, to anything you can think of is small compared to Christ and eternity. To gain Christ is to gain everything. This life is momentary. What do we have? We have 80 years, 90 years at most, and then we die, and everything around you is taken away. You will lose everything, whether to sickness and death or catastrophe. Things will burn up, things will get old, things will rust, things will go away. It logically makes no sense to cling to something so temporary like this. It's a mirage at best. Life promises water and leaves us with sand. We go our whole life taking great confidence in our success, making great boast of our talents and accomplishments and what we have done, how much money we have, paper. That's what we're boasting on. Paper. It's sand. It burns up. It's going bye-bye. It's dry sand. It looks like life, but it's just as dying of thirst. It's us dying of thirst. Christ is life. It's like we are chasing a mirage while a water truck follows behind us. Everyone is rejecting the big truck of water, of life, because they love the hope of the mirage, which is going to just be sand. It's not even going to last. They're following it. They're saying, come on, come on, look, look. And it's just sand. Well, the water truck is following them. They could turn around and have life. They don't want it. They find it offensive. Don't do this. Turn around. Risk it. Lose your life. Who cares if you are hated? Who cares what you lose? You're going to lose it anyways. It's a mirage. It's passing away. Do you see it? Christ is your life. And when you die, you will either spend eternity with life or spend eternity away from life. Cling to Christ. He's all you need. And with this, let us have a happy Monday.